You're listening to a DM podcast.
G'day, pork chops. Wait, do I announce it like that? No. Hi. Hello. Hello. And welcome back to Beyond the Lights. It is your host, Amy Gerard, and we are in the car with little girl Lisa.
That's not approved. Is that?
That's approved. That's how people know you
it's
now.
It's people saying to me, little girl Lisa, in public now.
I love it. It's quite endearing, especially if you know the story behind
it. No one needs to know the story.
I might keep going. The story behind it.
No, we won't.
Did a podcast on it, didn't we?
I don't remember. Let it go, babe.
You blacked that out, didn't you? Listen, in true Amy fashion, we're taking this podcast incredibly seriously. You know, all of my podcasts are structured and really thought out and always produced within a studio. We are definitely not in my car right now.
Not on the M5, not a rock just hitting your windscreen.
We are not doing this in voice notes either.
No.
So if the quality sounds a little bit, you know, it might be your volume. Let's run with that. So
we've had a busy week.
You've had just as busy a week. Lisa has not really left my side.
Yeah.
Apart from going to the side of some other people who you look after.
Well, one other person, yeah.
Well, we're quite demanding, the two of us, aren't we?
You really are. You both have big things going on.
Yes.
You in particular with a book launch.
And you know what's funny? I think at this, like, because I was like on the verge of a midi C last year. And
a what?
A midi C. A midlife crisis.
Ah.
You know. Or
don't you call it a menti B?
A menti B or a midi C.
Who calls it a midi C?
I do.
Does anyone else?
I don't care. Does anyone call it a step out, Matt?
We're going to get to that.
Yeah,
right?
We are.
Let's talk about the week that was.
The week that was. No, I was just going to say it was quite funny because the end of last year I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't take on anything else. I just need boundaries and balance and not doing anything. And then January, February, we were like, it's kind of quiet.
It's very quiet.
I've said no to a lot of deals and doing any work. And so then I was like, okay, like, let's green light, let's start doing some actual work again, because obviously I've got a reno. But
it appears you've bitten off just as much. In fact more.
When I pulled the trigger and was like, let's get busy again, what I didn't realize is that my busyness would also coincide with the book launch. And wow, did I not think that there was so much PR around a book.
What do you think was going to happen? You're just going to write a book, put it on shelves and just hope for the best?
That is literally what I thought.
I
thought that I would write a book, maybe share it on my socials, and then Bob's your uncle. Onto shelves you go.
Well, thank God I'm here, hey?
Thank God.
Well, you're driving so fast, you're making me feel sick.
Maybe put the air on you.
Mm.
Is it because you're doing the podcast?
No, babe. It's because I've had no sleep and I'm running on adrenaline, and all I've eaten today
fed you
is a Red Bull
and a Lindt ice cream, which you also wore all over your face.
Oh, come on!
And I wore on my jacket.
Anyway, it's been a big week. What are the highlights?
I absolutely loved Books in Bars.
It was a really, really good event.
It was really intimate. And it just felt, I don't know, it felt like a little safe space. It was like a room filled with like really lovely women who have obviously been following me on socials for a long, long time. And so they kind of have been on the journey with me, not even just with writing my book, but with like parenting and pregnancy. And I think it was nice because my dad came and my brothers were there and Ryan. So it was special having them there. it's also really nice having you there with me. It makes me, I'm not a lover of public speaking, but I feel like...
I don't believe that anymore.
Why?
Honestly, you really did very well.
But it's all smoke and mirrors. No. Actually, for the first time ever, I felt very comfortable up there.
Yeah.
And I think it did have something to do with the fact that it was 45 women and men, and it was a smaller, more intimate group, and it felt really nice. Like, I just felt like I could kind of let my guard down and just speak honestly. I am a little bit nervous.
Next week we have a very... To be honest, we've kind of... Our motto is fly by the seat of our pants.
Yes.
Is it seed, S-E-E?
Fly by the seat of our pants.
Shut up. Is it really?
Oh, my God. Have you been saying seed?
Yeah.
Is that another one your mum told you?
Fly by the seat of our pants. What does that mean? Why am I even saying that? Why... Hang on.
Fly by the seat of our pants. Yeah, it means like...
But just then it sounded like you said seed.
Seat.
Seat, S-E-A-T?
Seat. Fly by the seat of our pants. Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's kind of the whole thing is like, oh, next week I'll be Scotch mist. You know, like I'll be Scotch mist, like...
Nah.
You don't know what that means anyway?
We're last minute.
Yeah.
So we've got this event in Melbourne next week for Amy's doing a book signing with Dimmicks.
No. It's an in-conversation Q&A with readings. Wow.
Hang on.
Who's the manager here? Alan and Unwin are doing all the PR for the book.
Yeah.
But where the books in bars was, it was like $25 a ticket and you got like a cocktail and there was cheese platters and stuff. The one down in Melbourne is free. And so I think there's about 170 people who are apparently
coming,
said that they're coming, which is, kind of terrifying. I don't actually know. I was speaking to Ali about it. She was like, you'll do 20 minutes of Q&A, 15 minutes of questions from the audience, and then you'll just start signing.
Yeah. It'll be easy.
So I probably won't be as intimate. Like the books in bars in Sydney, I was able to kind of sit down with people and mingle and whatnot. Whereas I think it'll be more of like a, I don't know.
Like a...
What's the word I'm trying to think of?
Well, don't ask me. I'm just going to say the wrong one.
Fly by the seed
of your pants.
I hope you've been saying that in public.
Yeah, but when you say it that quick, no one knows.
This is true. Can you just tell everyone what you said back there before? So we're buying... I just bought some bath towels.
We just went on a little shopping spree.
Oh, my God. Does anybody know... Has anybody heard of Fashion Spree out in Liverpool? I mean, I'm asking and waiting for questions people to answer, and this is a podcast. So it's kind of like DFO, but in the opposite direction. But when I tell you... Everything is like 40% off.
It was wild. I wasn't expecting to see all
the brands,
the shops. Yeah,
Peter Alexander, Bonds, Bellini.
They had a Lindt cafe. We got ice creams.
That's where we got our ice creams from.
Where else did you go in?
Where else didn't I go in? But when I went into Sheridan, I was after some bath sheets, huge sheets for Ryan and I. Got a little hand towel, and then Lisa said, make sure you get a...
Standout towel.
A standout towel. And I was like, because this has been happening just in the last couple of days, Lisa's just been throwing me these rogue one-liners, and then when I question her on it, she makes me feel like an absolute imbecile. She's like, no. But standout towel. So I was like, wait, what's that? And she was like... It's a standout towel. Like, what do you mean you don't know what a standout towel is? In my head, if I'm thinking standout towel, I'm thinking like a decorative towel or like a towel that stands out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how some bathrooms, they'll have like two bold block colours and then one with a pattern?
Yeah, that's not what
I mean. What's a standout towel, Lisa?
Where's Rosie J when you need her? A standout towel is you put it down and then you stand out on it after you've got out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I...
Stand on towel, maybe?
Whatever. Anyway, I shunned Amy for saying that she didn't know what it was. And I said, let's go ask the ladies at the counter if they know.
Mm.
Anyway, we go up to the counter and she's buying her bath
Yeah, sorry. So just FYI, a stand-out towel is actually what Lisa calls a bath mat.
Maybe all your listeners are on the same wavelength as you, so spell it out for them, hey?
B-A-T-H, yeah. It's a bath mat. It actually says on the signs, towels, hand towels, bath mats.
Yeah.
But just to prove that I'm not an idiot, we had asked the chick at the counter. I said, do you have any standout towels? And she like full-blown gave us this like weird puzzled look. I said, do you happen to know what a standout towel is?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
She didn't. She was also 22, so.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Then I asked the 50-year-old who came up after. She also didn't know, so.
Do you want me to tell you everybody what you said after that?
I screamed out, suck my dick.
And then did the action like a fight, you know, like Joey from Friends does.
Is that where it's from?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know. Me and my brothers just used to do it. You know when you do the V at your crutch? Like, suck it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's doing to me in a shopping centre.
Yeah, the ladies all thought it was very humorous. Entertaining.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to know, does anyone else call it a standout towel?
Did you get this from your mum? And you said yes.
Yes.
And I said, it's funny because I feel like you do. You really pick up these one-liners or things that your mum refers to things as. Like, for example, my mum, when I was growing up, she always used to say to me, make sure you clean your whistle. When I was like having a shower or anything, that's what she used to call my vagina. Mm. And so when I had Charlie, I was like, make sure you clean your whistle. And I was like, wait, as I started getting older, and then obviously the boys came along and I was like, a whistle sounds appropriate for the boys, but I can't be calling Charlie's vagina a whistle. And then the boys' penises a whistle too. So I had to, but I do, I think.
So what do you call their penis?
I call their penis their penis. I call it penis and vagina.
Oh.
Yeah. Good. What do you call them?
Well, I don't have any penis. Well, so why am I?
You don't have any penis. It's fine.
I don't have any children that are penises. Yeah. There is a penis in my house.
Yeah, but you don't need to tell him how to wash himself.
Stop talking. Raise all of this, Mandy.
Keep it all in. Just make sure that they always
I want to call my mum and ask her what's a standout towel.
Well, she obviously knows. That's where you've got it from. But she's made up her own word. Rosie J.
Someone else would call it a standout towel.
If you call a bath mat a standout towel, please let us know.
Yep.
Maybe you also say fly by the seed.
I bet heaps of people do.
Fly by the seed of your pants.
But let me say it again. Fly by the seat of your pants. See how you didn't know what I said?
Yeah.
You Googling it?
I'm going to Google fly by the seat. I wonder if people have actually Googled it.
Wait, what if it's actually the same?
Fly by the seat of your pants meaning.
Nah, it said seed there as well.
Babe, it is a, yeah.
Just do it.
Fly by
Everyone the... just bear with us while Amy's going to tell me to suck a dick again or something disgusting.
Is it fly by the seat or seed? To do something difficult without the necessary skill or experience. I had no idea how to do it. I was just flying by the seat of my pants.
But tell me why it's a saying that people are Googling.
Because there's people like you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's a common thing.
Yeah, the same people are probably Googling standout mat.
Standout towel for starters.
Oh, it's not even Matt. It's not even Matt.
No.
That's even worse. So okay, that's Matt, Rosie, Jane.
Anyway, fighting a lot today about silly shit.
We've been bickering like an old married couple. That's what happens when you spend heaps and heaps
not
of time
together.
Not only
do we spend most days bar one or two together.
Yeah.
We talk all day on the phone.
Yeah.
The messages are going all day.
Yeah.
And it's probably from about midnight to 6 a.m. that there's no communication.
That's literally it.
Hey, tell everybody what you said to me yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, here you go. This is a nice little... I said, I get a lot of phone calls during the day, but when I see your number calling, I get really excited.
And I said, are you taking the piss? She goes, no. And I said, oh, you just never say nice things like that to me.
I said, so when I do say them, they should mean more. Yeah. Right? Imagine if I said that corny shit all the time, you'd be like, oh, cute. And then you just brush it off. Whereas if I only say it once or twice, I feel like it means more.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been good with the words of affirmation lately.
You really have.
I know.
You have.
I've stepped
You're
it up.
You're almost tapped out, I reckon. You're almost touched out of it.
Nah, I see how much joy it brings you.
I nearly choked on my own saliva.
Why?
I'm making me sound like a loser. Far out. Anyway, fly by the seat, seed, standout towel, whatever. You've done some damage today and our boot is filled.
Yes.
To the point where I was holding your bags. You must have tried on a million dominatrix boots.
Yes, but I found some awesome black boots in Bellini that were 40% off. I got the kids' pajamas, Ryan,
we both got
undies.
Parkas? Wait.
Yes, we do.
Do you call it a parka?
No, I call it a puffer jacket.
Oh.
You call that a parka?
I don't want to play this. No, you know what a parka is, though.
That sounds like an old lady term, a parka. Grab your parka, Timothy.
Okay.
Grab your parka.
Candy.
Trying
on the full-blown shiny leather dominatrix boots.
Take your parka off. I've just got to lay out the standout towel. Oh, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants over here.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm so tired. I can't even hit you back with some.
That's why. Yeah,
there's
that's
so
what
much
it is.
More I could say, but I'm not gonna.
I'm eyeballing you. That's another one we haven't even touched on. But anyway,
talk about your week next week.
Next week is obviously a first week. By the time this podcast comes out, it'll be Wednesday, so we'll be halfway through the first week of school holidays. I'll probably be day drinking by this stage. Tuesday, I've got an exciting shoot on. Thursday, Friday, I'm down in Melbourne. We're doing the thing at readings. I'm jumping on Olivia Molly Rogers' podcast on Friday, which is really exciting. And then what else is there? There's so many little niggly things. I've got the Sutherland Shire leader of St. George coming out to take your photo. Taking my photo. I'm going to be in the leader. It's apparently national. Ali wanted to make sure I knew that. I'm going to be on the Chrissy Swan radio show. All of radio was on like a survey week, so they had like a 2-week break. So I'm probably going to hopefully jump on, you know, some Kyle and Jackie O, hopefully Nova in the coming weeks. Just more book stuff, really, until
you know what I've just realised?
What?
This is bad.
Why?
I need to go to the toilet and every one of your toilets is knocked out of your house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I think there might be a toilet on the grass.
Wow.
As in, like, a poo?
No.
Wee?
I'm not answering. Anyway, listen.
Okay, let's wrap this up so you can go.
Give me my parka out of the boot.
Get your parka out. We will love you and leave you. Thank you for joining us on this incredibly professional podcast. You know what? We'll be back week 2 of school holidays. I'm going to check in with all the mums, see how we're doing.
Yes.
Last school holidays, remember my eye, my blood eye? I had all these burst capillaries. It looked like I'd been hit by a bus.
Don't jinx yourself.
Yeah, I won't. I mean, that's exactly what I'm going to look like this school holidays as well. Ryan's got no annual leave, so he's like, yeah, good, I can't help you at all. Uh-huh. My mum's still in the UK. Big yep. B's down the south coast. Just,
yeah. Well, good luck, mummers out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good luck. Hope you are surviving. Hopefully you're thriving too, but if not, just surviving.
Yep.
We'll love you, and I'll chat with you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.